Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back to the What We Said podcast. It's Tuesday, and I hope you're having a great day. This is Chelsea's voice.
Hi, guys. I'm JC. Nice to meet you. Welcome back. Happy Tuesday.
Yeah. Today, we're going to get into some fun topics. We're going to talk about fall time. We're going to talk about our favorites. We're just going to get really cozy because also
it's cozy night tonight when we're storming. Recording this. It is a thunderstorm. It's raining. It's been very much a cozy experience today, which I can't say very often for where we live. So no. I love that.
No, perfect I love timing. It when it's overcast. We have a very exciting announcement before we get into any of that. And we're thrilled to announce we're having another live show. Well, it's a virtual live show. If you came last year virtually,
yeah,
you know the fun.
It was so fun. We had a virtual live show last year. Also, you guys, we're just going to keep talking. Apologies if you hear thunder in the background because it
adds to the vibe.
Yeah, it's really like a storm outside. So anyway, we did a virtual live last like Christmas time and it was so fun. Mm-hmm. I have to say I was hesitant or skeptical of a live event because I was like, what can you really do when you're live? Like, are you going to
virtually?
Really virtually, sorry. Yeah. Like, is it really going to feel... what's the experience going to be like? And it was so fun. Mm-hmm. And I feel like everyone that attended virtually, again, had a lot of fun. It was just a great night. So we're doing another virtual live event, but in the fall this time.
Mm-hmm.
And we may or may not have splurged on some Cozy Skims matching sets for the event.
We may or may not have.
But
we did.
It's going to be so fun. So it's planned right now for October 27th.
Mark your calendars.
We'll give you guys more information. If you are interested, go to our Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast. We'll be posting more updates about it, but we're going to just, you know, play some fun games, chat with you guys, maybe answer some questions, just hang out with you.
It's pretty interactive as well, which is super fun.
Yeah. Last time we did like a trivia and like all of you guys got to play and there was winners. Like it was so fun. So I cannot wait. Stay tuned for updates. And we'll talk about it next week too, I'm sure.
Yep. And where to get tickets and all that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not following our Instagram, GTFO.
Then what's going on?
Yeah. Huh?
Do you have any life updates to share with us? What have you been up to?
Not really. This week went by pretty fast, I feel like.
Well, it's Monday.
Well, I mean, from last Monday.
Okay.
Because we got back from Arizona last Monday. It feels like we got back from Arizona yesterday.
Yeah, it kind of did fly by.
Have you ever played fantasy football?
No.
So my siblings convinced me to play this year. My whole family was playing and they were like, oh, the only person not playing is Chelsea. And I'm like, okay, cool, I'll play. And it auto-drafted for me. And I know nothing about football, honestly. Like, I know I'm an NBA queen, but, you know, one sport a year, honestly. But I did start to play with my siblings and it did get me a little bit into football.
Really?
Yeah. I might be a well-rounded sports queen now because do you know how it works?
No.
Basically, you draft. I honestly don't really know either. You draft guys. You build your own team kind of thing. And then based on how they perform in the games, it will add up points. So then like your, you
players.
Know. Players. Mm-hmm. make your total points. And if you beat your opponent of that week's amount of points.
Oh, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's fun. So you can watch different games and then, you know, find your player. And I just get so excited. Like two of my players were standing next to each other and I'm like, oh, they're next to each other. And, you know, it's kind of fun. So
I'm so glad I did it. Is that an ongoing thing or it's done now?
I think it's just through the season. I don't really know how long the season is, but I don't know how you win. I've lost every single week. There's been 4 weeks, I think. And I've, no joke, lost every single week.
Like don't been in last place?
Yeah, my brother texted me. He's like, why did you bench this person? You have to play them. I was like, I didn't bench him. It just auto did it for me.
Hmm.
And then he texted me 2 seconds later. He's like, hey, you can also trade players as the season goes on. He was like, hey, trade me for that player. I'm like, you just made him sound so desirable. Why would I trade you now? Like, I'm not that much of a dummy. Literally 2 seconds later, he's like, hey, trade me. Come on. And like all, I made him wait. I made him beg, but fun.
That's fun.
That's my only life experience. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what I have been doing. Just trying to get my house organized, honestly. Still.
It's never ending.
It is so crazy. We just finally today organized Leif's office, which up until this point was like kind of the last room that like still had like 2 boxes that had some stuff in it. And, you know, just those little items you have no idea what to do with.
Yes.
Little tiny cords, little plugins. You're not even sure what it is, but it's like, I probably need it. Yeah. So where do I put it? We're like, okay, we need to buy some containers to put things in. Small little boxes or things because we just have endless amounts of cords.
Yeah.
Like look in this thing even.
I know.
We just have so much like tech stuff.
Yeah.
Between all of our cameras, computers, podcast equipment. So anyway, we finally went through and organized today Leif's stuff, and that was really nice. It's like cleared out this room, the office that we're podcasting in. I know a great life update. We got podcast chairs.
Yeah, we did.
So you guys can check them out in my recent vlog. That will be like last week at this point. But we got chairs to podcast in. We've just been doing it on my couch for so long now. It's been a long time that we've been doing it on the couch. And my couch is obviously very comfortable, but we just have to like set the podcast stuff up every single week.
Yeah, and it's like in the middle of the family room. Mm-hmm. And
then we have to like break it down and take it back into the office.
Kind of takes over your entire house. It's like everyone in the house has to be quiet.
Exactly. So now we have, my office is like an office / podcast studio. And we officially have comfy little chairs that
they're
kind of
surprising me with how comfy they are right now.
Yeah. They are. And they swivel. They're like a white Sherpa. So they're super soft and cozy. Low to the ground. Kind of a sleepover vibe.
Yeah.
And it's,
they're honestly perfect.
They're perfect. And it's super comfortable. So I'm very glad because we've been searching for chairs. And honestly, it's so lucky that we got these because they're never in stock.
They're never in stock.
And they're actually affordable. Whereas all the other podcast chairs that we were looking at, I say podcast chairs, I just mean chairs that are comfortable. That are decently cute.
Somewhat fit the aesthetic.
Yeah. And I would find one on like, I found these vintage pink ones on Etsy. I was like, these are amazing. $2,800.
Yeah. Like for each. You're like, rad.
And I'm like, that's not happening.
Yeah.
So these were a steal. Very happy about that. But yeah.
House stuff adds up so fast.
Oh.
Just like $100 here, $100 there. For things that you're like not even that excited about. Mm-hmm. Just like random things. Like we ran to Target the other day. Okay, this is how much actually house shopping we did. I think it was on Saturday. I woke up the next morning, my legs were so sore. I was like, why are my like legs? My groin feels like I pulled my groin. And it's
from
like because we walked to like 5 different stores. We were walking around. And also like home furnishing places, they're big.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just lots of
Did
walking.
You get anything from CB2?
I got one thing. I got a bath mat.
I'm shocked they had it in stock.
Yeah, they actually had one in stock.
Wow.
And I actually, you know what, wanted a runner instead of like a regular bath mat, but they didn't have that one. They were out of stock. And I was like, yeah, it's fine. The little one actually might work better. And as I was checking out, I saw someone returning the runner. And I almost asked and I was like, that's gone too far. Like if I could have that one. Because I'm like, I don't even know if they would sell it if it's like a bath mat.
Hmm. Oh, and it's like used or something?
Yeah. But anyways, we went to like Amp. And also, I didn't even get that much stuff. But we got home and I'm like, I've spent hundreds of dollars and I got bath mats and towels.
I know. It all adds up
quick. Like guest towels?
I know. I feel like, I don't want to speak for you. But I feel like we're starting to get settled finally now. And it's we've lived here for over a month. But
yeah,
I'm glad because, you know, the season's changing. It's getting cozy. And I'm like starting to kind of finally feel a little more settled, but I will complain one last time about my dining table because I don't have a dining table and it's bothering me. But yeah. Whatever.
It just never ends.
No. That's really the one thing that it's like, I feel like it's a little bit crucial. You have that like little, what's it called? Like bar area with like bar stools.
Yeah.
But I don't have anything like that. So we just eat at our coffee table, which is fine. But the thing
is kind of annoying to not like sit and have it like level.
Yeah. Like every morning eating my breakfast, I'm just, it's fine. It's just the one thing I'm like, the problem is I feel that it's so daunting because I haven't found one that I like. I don't know when I'm going to find one. And everyone that I do find says, we'll be here in freaking January.
I know.
So I'm like, okay, I just have to get lucky. If you guys are tired of wearing your same black yoga pants over and over again, you may want to add some other options to your rotation. It is time for an activewear refresh. Change things up without letting go of your favorites with Girlfriend Collective. We love Girlfriend Collective. We've said this is has been a brand on our list for like 2 years to work with because we just think they're so awesome. So Girlfriend Collective is sustainable, ethically made activewear for everyone. They make cute and comfortable bras, leggings, shorts, tanks, tees, and more. And their sizing is inclusive, ranging from extra, extra small to 6XL. I have to say, I just got a workout set from them that's like a dark green color. And I got biker shorts and a top. It's so comfortable, so cute. I wore it the other day. I absolutely loved it. This brand is just amazing. I'm obsessed.
It's really comfortable. And I love a workout outfit that really holds everything in as well. Because you don't feel like things are flying around when you're working out. I also got the biker shorts and like a tank top slash bra kind of thing. And for, you know, the bigger breasted ladies out there, they really hold them in. They hold them in place.
It's also cute to like just add a sweatshirt or something and you can go run errands. It's like really cute.
Throw a jacket over it. So whether you're working out, running errands, or doing nothing at all, Girlfriend Collective has functional fabrics, colors, and styles for any activity. Their best-selling leggings are squat-proof, come with pockets, and have different levels of support whether you need compression or softness. Join the collective today and you can feel good about what you buy and comfortable in what you wear. For listeners of the show, Girlfriend Collective is offering $25 off your purchase of $100 or more when you go to girlfriend.com/whatwesaid. That's $25 off $100 or more when you go to girlfriend.com/whatwesaid. That's girlfriend.com/whatwesaid.
Say goodbye to bloating, my ladies. Okay, this is a company I have absolutely loved for so long. And I think I said this before, but it's one of those things where you know how sometimes you use something a lot and then you forget to talk about it and you're like, wait, this is like, you talk about it to your friends, but then sometimes I'm like, wait, I haven't even shared publicly that this is like the best product ever. That's how I feel about these bloat capsules. I literally took some yesterday because I had some pasta and your girl was bloated. Probably have a gluten intolerance. Incredible. But Array is the most amazing brand and just creation. So it was created to help women feel their best through targeted products, which are 100% natural, filler-free, organic, and formulated by a naturopathic doctor. Array's products work in under an hour, so you actually feel the results, and they solve the annoying problems that we talk to our girlfriends about. The bloat capsules are versatile because they can be taken anytime. Whether you had a plant-based meal or something heavier like a pizza or pasta, it just optimizes digestion with the use of 5 herbs and a fruit-based digestive enzyme. And it's completely laxative-free. So you're not going to like take this pill and then run to the bathroom. It just gives you subtle but great results to where you just kind of feel your stomach settling. I am obsessed. Plus, their products look super chic and adorable in your beauty shelf or your bag.
So go to array.com and use the code WHATWESAID at checkout for 10% off of a one-time purchase or 25% off first month on subscription. That's array.com and array is spelled ARRAE.com. Use the code WHATWESAID at checkout for 10% off of one-time purchases or 25% off first month on subscription. Go check it out.
Anyway, Instagram and Facebook were down literally all day today. That was weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
Weird experience.
Kind of nice for a little bit. I was like, oh, can't get on Instagram.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll take a little social media break for a couple hours.
I know. I saw people posting, making like such a big deal out of it, being like, wow, that was really nice to have like the time. I'm like, it was literally like 8 hours, like 6 hours.
If you slept in, you could have missed it.
Yeah. But yeah, it was kind of weird that it wasn't loading. I guess that was a weird
You actually could not get on at all.
Yeah.
Like not even to check briefly or anything like that.
I definitely did realize how often I go on for nothing. Same. I was like, why am I going to the app?
And was yours like, mine was just one photo, like the last photo that happened to load. Yep. And mine was Emma Chamberlain's like V magazine cover. Oh, so every time I went on, it was stunning photo, yeah. So that's fine. But it would just be that photo. And then it would be Amber Phillips' story. It was like the first one, and I couldn't click on it and watch it. And I'm just like, okay, frick.
Mine was Sophia Lacourt, like a little just photo of her selfie. Yeah.
So funny.
Again, very cute photo. Yeah, it was just popping up every single time. But anyway, Instagram's back up, mm-hmm. back at it. I saw a ton of people making TikToks back at it about again. It too. Being isn't listening to me at all?
Sorry. No, sometimes I have thoughts and then I wait a couple seconds to say it. But by the time I start to say it, someone else has already started talking. So it's like I'm delayed.
There was nothing to say. Oh. I just said, I saw people making TikToks about it. Just like about how Instagram was down and jokes about it already. I don't know.
Like, funny. I can't get on Instagram. I should be productive. And it's like TikTok creeps in.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's, you never quite can escape it, actually. There's so many you can get on. Twitter, Pinterest, TikTok, Instagram.
No, like my day felt no different. I'm like, I was still literally on social media all day.
Seriously,
no,
still.
No, not really. I actually, you know what's good is that, so Beth comes to work once a week.
Once a year.
Yeah, once a week now. And it's so nice because we just like hammer out stuff and just do stuff in person. And on those days, I am like not on my phone at all. Like not on social media at all, because I feel like I have to be on my phone when I'm not with Beth, because she's constantly texting or calling, or, you know, we're like constantly in communication. Mm-hmm. But when she's with me, I'm like literally not on my phone all day, which is super nice.
Yeah, that is nice.
So anywho, where to begin with my fall favorites?
I'm not going to lie. My notes are jumbled. Like, so I have like so many thoughts and that kind of don't relate to each other. They're not even like favorites. They're just like
things you're into or have been thinking about.
Yeah.
It's kind of same.
Fall thoughts.
Exactly. Well, okay. I'm starting at the bottom of my list because I just feel like it's what I should do. So my first one is cleaning at night. I've been back on my Kristen Johns grind, baby.
Oh my gosh. That just reminded me. I need to get back on my Kristen Johns freaking routine. Will you remind the people what it is, aka me?
I'm like, yeah. I don't remember exactly, but basically just cleaning at night so that when you wake up, your house is like spotless, basically. And it can be super quick. I mean, Kristen is on another level. Like she is just a very clean person who's constantly cleaning up after herself. But for example, let me give you an example of a choice that I made. Okay. I could have made two choices and let me tell you what I did. So on Sunday night, I made dinner. I made a soup. Leif's brother and my brother, Keaton and Carter, were in town. They both came over. We had Sunday dinner together. I also made pumpkin bread.
Wow. So I was a homemaking queen.
I was a homemaking queen that night. And you want to know what I did after that? I washed the dishes.
Wow. Okay. Didn't leave the soup on the stove?
Yeah. So that might not sound like a groundbreaking thing, but for me, it is. Because first of all, most of the time, Leif does the dishes, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I usually just get so lazy, especially if I cook a meal and it like took a long time. I'm like, okay, I'm done. I'm out of the kitchen. I'm not doing the dishes. Again, Leif usually doesn't, but sometimes he'll just do them the next day. So we leave him overnight. But I had this moment where I was like, nope, I just want the house to be clean for a new week. So I washed the dishes. I washed all the countertops. I even went so far as to like wash the range of the stove, like the oven.
Oh, wow. She went above and beyond.
I went above and beyond. And it felt so good going to bed that night. I like lit a candle, just knowing that it's like my kitchen is so clean. My room was clean. My bathroom was clean. I had just wiped off all the counters mm-hmm. and done all the mirrors that day too. It felt so good.
Yeah, it feels so good. You know what, too? When you do that, when you clean up your kitchen at night after dinner, it sets up your next day to be able to actually cook food. It's like, if my kitchen is dirty in the morning, I will be like, let's just go get like, you know, a matcha and avocado toast from somewhere. But if my kitchen is clean, I'm like, oh, I'm just getting all my ingredients out. I can make my breakfast. And then it's like, it's a good what's it called? A chain reaction.
Yeah,
basically.
It sets you up for success. Yeah. And so I'm not, you know, going to promise to be perfect at that, but I think.
Yeah, I did see the pasta bowl on the stove.
Okay. It's not nighttime yet, or it is nighttime, but I haven't gone to bed yet. Okay.
Okay. We have two choices tonight.
We have two choices tonight.
And I bet you better send me a photo of a clean stovetop.
Not you gaslighting me. Okay.
Gaslighting.
It makes one good choice. Like, let's see if you can keep it up. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, you won't do it.
Yeah. No.
I'm motivating you with reverse psychology.
Thank you. So Yeah, I'm hoping to keep that as a chain reaction. Mm. Leif and I were both agreeing that it just feels so good when it's clean. And I will say, when I was cleaning the dishes, Keaton and Leif were on the couch. And Keaton was like, do I hear you cleaning the dishes? And they were both like, no, like, don't. We were going to do it. I'm like, yeah, 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 boys. Mm-hmm. I got it. So I continued and I was happy that I got it done. Even though they would have done a great job and that was sweet of them for offering. But it just felt good to just get it all.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, I think like also.
I need to be back on my Kristen Johns.
I will say one thing I've been doing. I have two more things. Two things that I've been doing is keeping my bathroom extremely clean.
Mm-hmm.
So again, this might not be like cool to anyone else. Maybe I'm just naturally a slob.
The bare minimum.
Yeah, the bare minimum. I'm like, I've been putting away my things afterwards. People are like, cool.
Guys, I've been cleaning up after myself. It's revolutionary.
It is.
Literally same.
So usually after I would do my makeup or hair, I would just like kind of be in a rush or something. Leave the house if I'm doing something, go shoot. Yeah. I would come back, my makeup's all over the counter, my curling iron is whatever, my hair dryer's out, like everything's everywhere. I've been making a conscious effort every single time after I do my skincare or my makeup to put every single thing away. And it's so nice because my bathroom is literally always clean now.
You know what's interesting is I feel like whenever I have a smaller amount of counter space, I'm way better at cleaning because it gets jumbled so fast. When I have like almost too much room on my counter,
there's just more room to set stuff.
Yeah, there's more room to leave stuff. I don't notice that it's as jumbled. But when I have, because our bathroom, like our main bathroom, our counter space is not a lot. it's very scarce. And so same thing, like when I take my skincare out and even just after doing my skincare, I'm like, it's crowded. Like I need to put this away immediately. This looks like I live in a pigsty.
Yeah, it's kind of true. That's my cleaning grind. I can talk about the other thing. Next, why don't you go ahead and share something?
Okay, let me go through my freaking screen time limit.
I thought you shut that off.
I couldn't figure it out.
Chelsea and I set like screen time limits, trying to be like, you know, good with our social media boundaries.
And it's just,
it's so annoying. We were both like, okay, we're shutting these off. It also happens so quick. It'll be 10 a.m. It's like, you've reached your limit. I'm like, yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah. Well, also there's downtime from like 9, mine is from 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. Oh, you gotta
shut up the downtime stat.
And so that is what's so annoying. So I'll try and like send JC a photo in a message and it won't let me open up photos because I have to go into the photo app and like, it's just so annoying.
It like wastes more time and makes you be on your phone for longer.
Yeah. Never, ever does it make me think maybe I shouldn't be on my phone right now. Literally never. I'm just like, ugh. Okay. If we're going less... you know, material items right now. We're going more for like thoughts and feelings.
We can do thoughts and feelings and then move on to the faves, the items.
I feel like ever since our money episode where we kind of talked about that, I've been in a responsible money saving mode.
It's good.
And I'm feeling like a responsible girl. I'm trying to be good about putting money aside for taxes, putting money aside for savings, putting aside money for investments, like, you know, keeping up with it. Because every once in a while I'll do it, you know, every couple months where it's like, oh, I get a spurt of motivation and I'll do it. But I've been consistent with it. And I feel like I keep thinking like, oh, ahead of time of Christmas. And I'm like, am I adult now? Like where I'm saving up for Christmas presents instead of like last minute being like, oh, I spent a lot on Christmas or whatever.
I'm very happy for you. I cannot relate. I've been spending all my money, but.
Well, I mean, I say that, but then I also say that I've been spending money on.
Furniture.
Home stuff. But even that, I've been a little bit more, you know, aware.
Mm-hmm. No, that's
aware
great.
Of where the money's going. Aware of not eating out as much if I don't need to.
We were just talking about this with someone, how you sometimes just get in these modes. I don't know if anyone else does. Where you're like in saver, like thrift mode.
Mm-hmm.
And then randomly you just are like willy-nilly just spending.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's because we moved. I've just been in like a spendy mood. I'm like, let's get the new place set up. Let's just freaking do it. But I'm sure the saving mood is coming shortly.
Yeah.
I would hope so.
Yeah. I'm kidding.
I'm kidding, guys. I'm fine.
But fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah. I did spend too much money on shoes recently. I've been trying to build up my fall collection, which I will share shortly. Okay. So, wait, is it my turn?
Yeah. I have nothing else.
Okay. Period?
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I'm like, we've been recording for 2 seconds.
Like, okay. I'm done. I'm going home.
So my next thing is two things, okay, combined. Number one, I have also been really proud of myself for doing no phone in the morning. I do not get on my phone in bed, period. I've done it one time since we moved here.
Oh, wow.
And so it's been a while. I have my alarm still on my phone. I would love to get that alarm clock that we were talking about with Kenzie.
Oh, yeah.
Or just a different, I want to get an alarm clock so that I don't even have to use my phone. But let's go through a trajectory of how this has been for me. So it was really hard the first little bit. I just was such a habit. It was like taking everything in me not to just like get on my phone and scroll a little bit. Because it was literally how my brain just wakes up is like getting, you know, the blue light. But the problem is I wouldn't get on it in the morning, but then I would go like pee. And I would get on my phone while I peed. I would like already be on TikTok. And I'm like, okay, this is kind of defeating the purpose.
You know what? TikTok in the morning is like, it's where I draw the line.
It's where I have to draw the line.
Instagram is one thing. It's like, oh, I'm checking up, you know. Yeah. You feel a little less. But when you get on TikTok in the morning, that's when I really
feel
like.
It's like blasting music. It's like, she's escaping the killer. I'm like, this is not good for my mental health.
It's just like nothing good.
No.
Yeah. TikTok is definitely a night app.
100%. So anyway. I've stopped doing that now. Now I've taken it a step further. I don't get on in the morning, or sorry, in bed, period. And I've even not been getting on like until after my morning walk and breakfast is what I want to do until I get on.
You know what? That's something that I need to work on is not being on my phone during meals. Because I'll be sitting at my island and I'll like be like, oh.
Just on TikTok or something.
Yeah, I'll just like literally prop up my phone and watch like a YouTube video. And I'm just like, can I not be alone with my thoughts for 2 seconds?
I literally think the same thing. I'm like peeing, immediately turns on new podcast. I'm like holding it up to my ear. Like I have gone too far.
I know. It's so weird when you go like challenge. Let's challenge ourselves this week to go to the bathroom without our phones. I'm talking one and two.
Ooh. That's a great challenge.
Like,
that would
think
be hard.
About, like, sometimes I have to go so bad. I'm like looking for my phone and I won't go to the bathroom until I find my phone. I'm like, this has become a serious issue because I just can't be without it for like 2 seconds.
I feel the same way.
I will say I've been the quite opposite. I've been on my phone constantly in bed.
Because, I feel like you have an excuse because you're pregnant. I don't know.
Yeah, sure. Let's go say with that. We'll see how it is in January. But I've been sleeping horribly, absolutely horribly, getting like no beauty rest.
Love that for you.
I wake up every day at like 2 or 3, like without a doubt. And it's just so different for me because I feel like I've always had, this is what I tell my mom. I don't mean to be a complainer, but I'm like, during pregnancy, there are two things that have really rubbed me the wrong way. Is like my digestive system and how that's been working. Because after I went plant-based and like just kind of, I had digestive issues before, like in college and high school, where I was constantly bloated. But genuinely, ever since, you know, I've been plant-based, I feel like my digestive system has been great. Like, I never really have any complaints about it. I never had acid reflux. I never really was even bloated that much. And I've been all sorts of things since I've been pregnant. I'm just like, it's just an adjustment. So, you know, for people who do have, like, digestive issues, probably not anything different for them when they're pregnant. Because it's just like, oh, you know. I'm used to this life. And my sleep. I feel like I'm always such a good sleeper. Like I can fall asleep pretty fast. I sleep through the night. No complaints. Can't say the same now. Like I wake up every single night at like 2 or 3 and I'm up for like an hour or two. It's not just like I'm like awake and I roll over. It's like I wake up.
Is it like just being uncomfortable?
Yeah, I don't know. Like my ribs and my hips will be like sore. So I have to adjust.
Mm.
And rolling over is just like literally a whole thing. And so I'll like try and switch sides or like try and lay on my back for like 2 seconds, but then that hurts. So I'm just like, and then I can't lay flat because I have freaking acid reflux and, you know, stuff will come up into my throat if I lay flat.
Oh, no,
it's
no,
just
no.
A whole ordeal that I'm just like, this is just too much. So when I wake up at like 2 or 3, I'll just sit there for a little bit. And then I'm like,
okay. I don't blame you at all. And I just get on my phone too.
Yeah. And then usually I end up falling, like I get tired after like an hour and then I'll fall back asleep. And then I wake up late because I'm still tired and then I get on my phone and I'm just like chilling in bed. It's awesome.
You know, there are seasons of life for everything. It's such a hard habit to break and I don't blame you.
Yeah, I'm going to start with the small, just the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. I like that. You know what meal I'm wanting to make right now? This squash and fennel pesto penne. From Green Chef. It has some green kale, cheesy bruschetta style garlic bread. Say goodnight, everyone. I need that immediately. Green Chef has a meal plan for every healthy lifestyle, keto, paleo, plant-powered diets, or even if you just want to have delicious but balanced dishes. This is amazing because basically it just takes so much work out of cooking. And we're obviously talking a lot about cooking from home in this cozy season. And I feel like Green Chef just makes it a trillion times easier. So Green Chef's expert chefs curate every recipe, and with over 30 meal choices every week and the flexibility to switch plans, you'll never have to sacrifice taste for nutrition. You can enjoy restaurant quality dishes in the comfort of your own home.
And they come pre-portioned, easy to follow recipes, and they're delivered right to your door. So eating well has never been simpler. Never worry about having to plan or shop for dinner again. Green Chef is also the most sustainable meal kit, offsetting 100% of their plastic use and 100% of their carbon footprint and emissions. Enjoy your greens while being green. What more could you ask for? Go to greenchef.com/whatwesaid125 and use the code whatwesaid125 to get $125 off, including free shipping. Okay, so go to greenchef.com/whatwesaid125. Use the code whatwesaid125 to get $125 off, including free shipping. It'll be linked in the show notes. The number one meal kit for eating well, Green Chef.
You know we're all about living your best life, being creative, learning new things, all that good stuff. And I absolutely love that we're partnered with Skillshare for the podcast because I think it's just such a genius idea. Basically, it's an online learning community, and I have personally taken some Skillshare classes, took notes, learned a ton from them. I love that they have online classes about so many different subjects. You can literally find just something for, I feel like, anything you're interested in. If you remember our episode with Kenzie, Just Barely, we talked a lot about identity capital and how awesome it is to learn new things and just have stuff that you are interested in and knowledgeable about, because it makes conversations with people just honestly more interesting and more fun because you have new information you're bringing to the table. So as I was looking at the site, I saw a specific class that caught my eye, and it is called The Ultimate Self-Care Playbook, Discover and Nurture Your Centered Self with Jonathan Van Ness. I just love him so much, and I think this would be a really great and powerful class to take. They also have one all about like YouTube success by Marques Brownlee, who Leif was like very familiar with, and another class all about productivity for creatives, which I also think I could benefit from for sure, and I'm sure a lot of you guys listening could. So whether you are a dabbler or a pro, a hobbyist or a master, you are creative. We always talk about that. Everyone is creative in their own ways, and that's, again, why I love Skillshare, because they have so many different avenues you can take. So discover what you can make with classes for every skill level, experience real improvement with hands-on projects and classes designed for real life. Skillshare is also incredibly affordable, especially when compared to pricey in-person classes or workshops. An annual subscription is less than $10 a month. Explore your creativity at skillshare.com/whatwesaid and get a 1 month free trial of premium membership. That is 1 month of a premium membership at skillshare.com/whatwesaid. What goes along with that kind of, I guess, is I've been using the reminders app on my phone as a widget on my homepage.
Oh yeah, you need to help me do that.
Okay, Leif did it for me. I'm sure I could figure it out, but I never, so you know when everyone made their like homepage, you included,
yeah,
made it like super aesthetic and
go
cute.
Go with my customization pack.
Yeah, cool. Makes me pay for it. I never did that. Like I never made my homepage aesthetic. Therefore, I never even made like widgets. You know how you could have like a calendar widget or anything? Like I never did anything to my phone.
You didn't follow my YouTube tutorial? Interesting.
Unfortunately, no. I don't know why. I just like never set aside the time to do it. And then
it's time consuming.
It also would, when I saw people would like click on their app and then it would take like 2 seconds to load to the next, I'm like, I'm out. That annoyed me too much.
You get over it real quick.
That still happens for you?
Yeah.
Ew.
But also you can just do this. And search the app. If
and,
you
it
really
doesn't,
want to.
And it doesn't do it. It.
Just if you click the.
Okay. That's
like
not
if
as
you
bad.
Click this, couldn't be faster.
Wait, I didn't even see it. It was like a flash.
That's what I mean.
Wait, oh, why is that top, the top thing doing? What is that doing?
I actually think it maybe changed. I don't think
Never
it does
seen
that anymore.
Something like that.
I think it just goes to the top. It just says like shortcuts.
Oh, that's not as bad.
I think that literally just changed.
There's like a little. For anyone who can't see. For everyone who can't see.
For anybody who isn't watching. Everybody.
It's like a notification that comes up at the top. But anyway, so now it's like my first little like big widget on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make a little to-do list app so you can see it. And it's so
nice.
Is it
in the widgets? I think I can do it then.
Yeah, it's just the reminders app.
Oh, okay,
and
cool.
You just make it as a widget on your home screen so that you can see it. And you can customize the color of it. I just did like a neutral color. And then I just make my daily to-do list on there. And it's so nice because it's there so I can see it. And then you just click into it and then it will show all of them.
That's really nice.
And you can add little notes within it. So I had on my note today, like, film these two TikToks. And then I wrote down which TikToks I wanted to do today.
Yeah.
It's just so nice. So
way better than the Notes app.
Yeah, I've been using the Notes app for so long because I've tried other apps and like honestly, they're just not cutting it. I'm sorry. Everyone's like, try this app. And I try them and I'm just like, too complicated. I want the simplest thing possible. I don't really need all these little features. I just want to write down a list and have it be satisfying when I cross it off. That is all I want.
Two functions.
So that has solved that problem for me. And I've been like living for this to-do list because also maybe because it's new. I don't know. Yeah. It's just making me feel like productive and I've been really liking it. So
I know. You know what I want to be so badly is like a physical planner girl, a physical planner, physical journal girl. And I just know deep down in my heart that I'm just not meant to be that girl who has a physical, you know, hard planner copy of a planner
all the time.
But they, no matter what, like I always come back to them. Like at Barnes & Noble, I always stop.
I love a new notebook.
Yeah, like I'm always looking on Amazon. People are posting about it. I'm like, I want to have this like on my desk. Like I want to be the girl who carries this around in my purse and I just can't. Like I just always resort to my phone.
It couldn't be me. Honestly, the phone is so convenient. I know what you mean. I know, but
like a cute pen.
There's something about it.
A little planner that you open up.
But I feel the same way. I can't. It's just not natural for me. Like, no. I love it, but
I've started many, never finished them.
Same.
I was actually like two pages.
Going through like our offices and organizing, found so many planners that I've started. Yeah. Like halfway through the year, it'll be like from 2017 and then halfway through. And then 2018, halfway through the year, I just crack and get a planner.
Exactly.
And then, anyway, that's funny. But now that I have Google Calendar, like I also live and breathe by my Google Calendar.
Yes,
if I didn't have it, I would die. I don't know what I would do. So between that and now this little to-do app, I'm set.
Do they sync?
No.
Your reminder app and your Google.
Well, you can set also, Chelsea, I think they have the thing that you liked about the old app, the old to-do app, because you can set like reminders.
Oh, like times.
Yeah, times. And you can
people
have it notify you.
Tell
and stuff
me
like
about
that.
The reminder app and I'm always like, I just like don't really put too
no I feel
into
the
it.
Same way. I actually was never people be like you should use the reminders app. I'm like, it looked like ugly to me.
Yeah,
but now that I've been doing it, you can customize it a little bit and
I need to get on that.
You need to get on it. It's
I have a to-do nice. List in my Google Drive which I never look at, like on the daily. I look at it once a week when I talk to my assistant, but like with all my like long-term and like whatever to-dos, but I need to move them right in front of my face.
Yeah, you would love this. Also, you know how usually I've been so I'm always the girl that's like, okay, don't like, you don't want to overwhelm yourself. You don't want to put 20 things on your to-do list because it really is too overwhelming. Yeah. You want to put like 5, but I've been putting like kind of every step of my day. Like I will literally map out my day, be like morning journal, daily walk, breakfast and supplements, makeup and podcast. Like I have everything laid out and I just cross it off right after everything. It just keeps me so organized and productive. I'm like,
no, I would rather have that. I would rather have every single little thing that I do.
Because it's so satisfying. It's like that concept of you write something on your to-do list just to check it off. Because you're like, wait, I did that. I need the satisfaction. So that's been super nice. Anyway.
Very good.
Thank you.
Okay. Another thought that I have, you know, as this cozy season comes upon us. First of all, we talked about this a little bit with Kenzie. How I've been feeling very connected to horses lately.
I cannot with this.
I've had a couple of videos on my TikTok come up where it just reminds me of when I was little and I just loved horses. Like I was never a horse girl by any means, but my grandpa had horses and I would ride them and I loved them until like I got terrified of them. We've had this discussion. But recently I'm like, you know what? I want to go like horseback riding or something. I just want to like be around horses because I've been seeing all these like fun facts about horses. Like I said, they like search for their one soulmate, a human soulmate. And they're, you know, I see girls like rescuing horses.
Okay,
and,
how do
like,
they know that? Did they
them.
Ask the horse? Mm-hmm. Okay.
They know.
See, these are the things I don't, it's not that I don't believe them, but when they're like, elephants see us as we see puppies. I'm did you ask the elephant?
No, they can see they do brain scans. They can see which part of the brain goes off when they see. That's how they know about the elephants is because the same part of the brain that goes off when we see a puppy goes off when they see us.
Okay, I give it to the neurologist. You know, yeah. I'm like, okay, it is science apparently. It's proven.
So I don't know about the horse thing, but anyways, I just saw something about it. And like girl, like I'm saying, girls rescuing horses and like making breakthroughs with them where they like trust.
That
like
is,
bring me back to the movie Spirit.
Yeah,
just
that
like,
is beautiful, I will admit. No,
I want a wild horse.
I said this in our episode with Kenzie or her episode, I don't remember. Like, or did we talk about this? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think horses are so beautiful. Like, mm-hmm. they are the most gorgeous creatures alive. Yeah. But I'm terrified of them.
They are scary.
And they know it. Like,
yeah.
they sense energy. And when I get near them, they know I'm scared. They're bucking me off.
Yeah. It would be so fun to go on a horseback ride on the beach.
Though. No. That's terrifying.
Anyways, that was one random thought. I'm not going to go too deep into it because it's really not that deep. It's just been a thought, you know.
You think, want to connect to the horse.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
That's my Christmas present, a horse. The other thing is kind of what you were talking about a little bit with like cooking and cleaning. Mm-hmm. Whenever it gets cold and cozy and in a new house, I'm just like in homemaking mode a little bit and also in nesting mode where I'm just like, I want things to be organized. I want things to be clean. I want things to be more homemade, like, and homey.
Yes.
And I'm just like, I'm going to be a mom soon. Like, I feel like I need to get my shiz together a little bit.
You know what phase of life I am saying goodbye to? And I'm
what?
Really being bold by saying this. Post-mating every meal.
I'm done.
I have tapped out. Like,
no.
I'm done. I know that's not even relatable to most people because yeah. it's honestly such a stupid, like, it's not a smart money decision for one.
No.
It really is not. We can justify it all we want. It's so stupid. There would be periods of time where I'd post-mate every day. And it's not
yeah,
like cheap, especially when you're paying for the delivery. And now the tip, the taxes, they keep getting more and more pricey, first
no.
of all. And for two people, for me and Leif, like sometimes when Beth's over, we post-mate, I'm just like, I have had enough of this habit. I'm done.
This is what I think. It should be a fun every once in a while thing.
Yes.
Not a habit.
No, I agree. And I have decided I am saying goodbye. Am I going to make homemade, you know, amazing meals
no.
with dessert every night? No.
Oh, but like, no, you sure as hell aren't.
No, I'm sure I'm not. But it has been so nice also just, I was telling Beth today, I feel more healthy when I'm eating at home. It's like, mm-hmm. I'm still, like when I post-mate,
you know
I eat pretty, because there's love in it.
How did you know that I was going to say? Rolls her eyes.
Because you always say something like that.
There's a extra ingredient you add when you make it at home. Love. Affection.
Why would I be surprised by you saying that?
Well, I just didn't know that that's, you knew that that's the thing I was going to say right now.
Oh. I know. It's true though. I feel like there's something that goes into it when it's homemade. Like today I made, what did I make for breakfast?
Also, you can see how much like oil and salt
exactly. Like you know what's going into it. And even though restaurants, like you can be ordering from like a, you know, healthy restaurant, but you never really know like how much oil or butter yeah. or just things they're putting into it, extra stuff that you didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I made this like avocado toast with arugula. I like blistered some cherry tomatoes in the oven and put them on top. It was so good. My mom taught me that little trick because I was at her house and I had it. And I'm like, what's up with these tomatoes?
Yeah.
They're so good. And anyway, so I did that and then had some lunch, made some pasta for dinner. And I'm just like, I just feel so much better making my own stuff. I really do. It's such an excuse that I'm like, I don't have time. I don't have time. I'm like, I'm fine. I have time.
Yes.
So
it doesn't take that long, especially this is what I was telling JC. This is what I usually do for the week, like when I go grocery shopping, because there are some weeks where I feel super ahead of myself and I'm like, okay, here's a recipe for each day. And it just doesn't work out like that. Like I like to have one or two dinner recipes that are like, you know, take more than 30 minutes mm-hmm. to make, where I'm making the sauce from scratch, where I'm making like everything from scratch. And then I like to have a couple meals that I get, you know, maybe some pre-made
frozen
pasta
or something.
Yeah, like a rice kind of thing that's pretty easy to whip up that I can make on the fly, or like a salad or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way, usually the dinner that I make from scratch will last like one day. Maybe I'll have it for lunch the next day. And then getting like so much produce and like breakfast, make sure that I have what I usually do for breakfast, because buying avocados for avocado toast is literally a full-time job. To have like a good
all
avocado every day of the week is
yes.
impossible. So I know I can't have an avocado toast every single morning, even though that's usually my breakfast of choice, no matter what time of year it is.
And I thought I'd get sick of it. It's been like 4 consistent years of me eating avocado toast like multiple times
yeah.
a week. Nope, still obsessed.
And also, I don't know if we've said this on the podcast, but that's one food I would rather eat at home that I like better usually than if I eat out somewhere.
I completely agree.
Because, I don't know, there's just something about a fresh avocado that you cut and
yes.
put on there and you can put
your own seasonings on it, some arugula, put some hemp seeds on it. Like
mm-hmm.
you can just do your own thing. It's so good.
Yeah.
I agree.
And sometimes you can taste like the preservatives in the avocados from some places, you know, if they make like a batch of guac or
yes.
something.
Yes.
Anyways. So I'll usually get like two or three avocados that I know are going to be ready within the next couple of days. So I can have avocado toast like Monday through Wednesday. And then I have yogurt, like vegan yogurt that I have with fruit the rest of the days. And then I'm pretty much set for the week.
Yeah.
And it's not that much groceries either. I feel like I'm not spending so much on groceries versus when I will like try and go crazy and make like five different recipes every single day. Like this day I'm making a curry and the next day I'm making a
homemade thing. You gotta be realistic and know yourself, your schedule. And especially if you're just getting into cooking, like that's how I feel. I did the same thing where I'm like planning a few recipes that are a little bit longer. And then the rest of the time, very easy things.
Yeah.
But yeah, it feels really good.
I want to
be a homemaking queen.
I want to talk about a couple of the recipes that I've been, some that I already make all the time, and then some that I, you know, just some fall vibe recipes.
That bowl that you posted today looked incredible.
Yeah, that one's really good.
Can you make
that
for me?
Sure.
I'll make you my special avocado toast.
Yay. Well, the bowl that she's talking about is like a fruit bowl that I make. That's what I was just talking about for breakfast when I don't have avocado toast. I usually use Cocoyo yogurt or Colina yogurt. They're both really good. They're vegan and super plain. But I used to make the mistake of putting fruit on my yogurt. I like putting yogurt on my fruit now because I don't like the yogurt to be too overwhelming. So I usually just like chop
up. Too much yogurt?
Yeah. I usually like to chop up apples, pears, like whatever seasonal produce is in. Put some berries on there. And then put some vegan yogurt on there, peanut butter or almond butter, and then some like seeds. Healthy meal, refreshing, so filling because you can make like a big bowl of it as well. First thing in the morning, it tastes so bomb. I also made vegan biscuits and gravy last year. And
last
it was
year?
So good. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, just because like the season?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, okay, it was a long time ago, but we're like talking about current favorites. Last year, once I made this.
No, sorry. I meant like I was making it for like Christmas and stuff last year. So, you know, it's not really a summer food. Biscuits and gravy. So I'm wanting to make that again because it was so good, but it was so time consuming.
Because didn't you make the biscuits straight up from scratch?
But the biscuits were so freaking bomb. I'm craving a lot of like warm rice, tofu bowls kind of thing, like curry bowls or again, kind of easy to make, like just rice or quinoa or beans or whatever. And then my favorite no queso mac and cheese just can't be beat. It's so easy. Literally, it's like you blend up cauliflower, a red bell pepper, chipotle pepper and adobo sauce and a little bit of like the water you cooked the cauliflower in.
Don't you have a recipe on your YouTube channel or something?
I'm sure I do, yeah, from a long time ago. You literally just blend it up and it's the sauce and you like make it. It's so good and it's warm and it's kind of spicy and it's super clean as well. And then also I'm making this vegan broccoli soup. Do you like broccoli soup?
Love.
I love broccoli soup. I haven't had it since I was little though. So I'm going to try and make a new broccoli soup recipe. So stay tuned on my Instagram. See how it goes.
Okay, invite me over.
Might be a disaster. Might be good.
Okay. I have two things that are going to make your nighttime vibe the coziest on earth and everyone else.
Oh, okay.
Number one, I have been reintroduced by myself. Like I just found my silk eye mask, like sleep eye mask. And I was like, hey, why not try it for a night? Like, you know, best sleep of my life.
Yeah, I do
love
a good eye mask.
It makes everything pitch black, which I love personally. Leif always says, I say, I need it dark. I need it pitch black in my room. If it's not, like, I'm fine. I can probably fall asleep. But if I wake up, I'm definitely more awake than if I was in a very dark room. So this solves the problem. It makes it pitch black. And it's the Slip brand. So it's silk. And just like very lightweight. I think Brooklinen has some too.
It's got to be loose.
Yeah, it's loose. It's not tight. I also hate tight things on my head. So basically when I wake up, it's usually off. Like it's not usually still on me. But to fall asleep.
Out like a light.
Out like a light. I cannot say that that's not usually how it is for me. But with this freaking eye mask, I'm gone in 1 second. It just makes me fall asleep so much faster. So I'm a huge fan. The other thing are Salt Rock nightlights.
You did influence me. I was at Target and I saw one and I'm like, that just looks so cozy.
It is the coziest situation. So I bought two just from Amazon. I was introduced by the Queen Lauren, Skinny Confidential.
Yeah.
And I put one in my bathroom. It is so nice. So I've done this multiple times where I'm taking a shower at night And I just have the Salt Rock nightlight on. That's it. So it's like dark in there, but just like an orange glow kind of.
Risky.
So it's so cozy. Sorry.
So okay. If you're going to shave or something. It's dark.
It's light enough to see things.
Oh, okay.
It's not like pitch black. Oh. It's like just gives it a cozy vibe.
Yeah.
And then I have one in my room too. And when all the lights are off, we also have like a galaxy projector. So when I have that on plus the Salt Rock.
Vibes.
Cool.
You said it.
I did not say it was spooky.
No, when you took that photo and you're like, does this look literally like a nightmare room?
Yeah, it kind of looks like a dungeon. But in person, it's very relaxing.
I haven't seen it in
person. Hey, it's spooky season.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Literally wants to fall asleep to like a spooky vibe.
Yeah, like scary music playing. Yeah. I'm like, it's awesome. No, but it's just been very cozy because of these Salt Rock nightlights. And they're super cheap too. So go get yourself one and thank me later.
I feel like since we moved out of LA, and we've talked about this before, but I want everything to be comfortable, slow, soft, and just like mellow.
Same. I think like it's the season room, changing as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's like my bedding.
Wait, how's the new bedding? So soft.
Amazing. It's literally so soft.
Hold on. Is it going to make you really hot when you sleep?
No, because the bottom isn't that fuzzy stuff. Yeah, it's like... I want to say not silk, maybe bamboo.
Okay.
It's pretty lightweight. No, I was scared of that as well. Mm-hmm. And also, it's not as heavy as it looks. It's actually like literally like a cloud. I got it from Sunday Citizen.
Wow. It looks amazing.
Yeah. And they're
I've been wanting that blanket so bad.
I was going to say, that's on my list is that their throw blankets. They have a couple different patterns. I got like this cow print one. It's like called a cowgirl or something. And it is so soft.
How does it compare to...
Like a Barefoot Dreams
one. Barefoot Dreams. Like it's the same?
It's definitely different. It's not as light. It's a little more, I don't even want to say heavy because that doesn't really sound great. But it's like, it just feels like good quality.
Okay.
It's different than Barefoot Dreams.
I'm interested to try it out.
Different, but not worse or better.
Okay.
Just different. Were you still had stuff?
No, go ahead.
The other thing that's, you know, getting me into the season. First of all, it's Christmas music. I literally have been listening to it nonstop. And Nick is like, I've had enough of this. And I'm like, why? It's making me happy. It's making me feel, you know, getting me prepped for the season. Tis the season. Is candles.
Love.
Also, Nick has been a candle fiend. Everywhere we go, I like find him in the candle aisle. And he's just like, we have to get this one. I'm like, we have so many candles at our house. But this company sent me a couple candles. They're called Bohemian Moonlight Candles. And they're actually pretty small, but they have like little crystals at the top as well. And their vanilla bourbon one smells so amazing.
Oh, I love a vanilla candle.
Also, Target does have really good fall candles.
The Harvest Spice is next level.
Is that the one you have in there?
Yes.
Yeah, we just got one. I think it was like a pumpkin one from there.
It smells so good. It
smells amazing.
I'm obsessed.
Nick loves his candles. We have so many.
I also feel that way where like anytime I smell a candle that just smells good, I'm like, I need it.
Yeah, we have to have it.
We have to have it.
Why wouldn't we buy it?
I know. I agree. My next thing is, and maybe even my last thing. No, I have a few more things. Call me basic. I don't care. Pumpkin everything. Give me everything pumpkin. It's tis the season. I want everything I touch to be pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
Iced chai with pumpkin. Pumpkin cream cold foam at Starbucks. Give it to me. I just got pumpkin vegan cream cheese. Gonna eat that on a bagel tomorrow morning.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Is it Kite Hill?
Kite Hill pumpkin spice cream cheese.
Wow.
I haven't tried it yet, but I bet it's
gonna be good. Cinnamon raisin bagel.
Oh. With a side of fruit. Oh, baby.
That sounds bomb.
Yeah. So I've just been in the pumpkin mood. Like I bought pumpkin creamer for my chai at home.
Same. I just bought pumpkin creamer for my matcha.
Anytime how's the pumpkin and matcha combo?
You know, I was a little like, I was feeling crazy. I did this morning and it was good.
Okay.
I liked it. I mean, it wasn't like, wow, this is awesome. But
it was fine.
It was good.
So yeah, anything that I see that's pumpkin, it's coming home with me. I have decided that that's what this season is for.
An alternative to pumpkin? Caramel. I got caramel.
Never heard you pronounce caramel that way. Never heard you pronounce caramel that way.
Oh, I don't know. I'm like thinking of how it's spelt on the nut pod thing. So I'm sounding out in my head.
Okay.
I don't feel like I even say it. Like, now I don't. I'm questioning everything. How did I just say it?
Caramel? You said caramel. I've just never heard you say that.
They're nut pods. Okay. Nut pods is my favorite creamer of all time. They have the best creamer of different flavors and everything. But their caramel ones,
so bomb.
You're freaking
and matcha.
Me out. You changed something. You've changed.
I'm a grown woman now. Okay. I say things like caramel and tomato. Oh, it's my turn still. Oh, you just went, huh? Because I have like one more thing.
Okay. All right, me too.
Well, actually, I have two more things. One more thing is fall fashion. Do you have stuff about this?
Yeah, just my shoes. My shoe situation. Oh, yeah.
We've been waiting on the edge of our seats to hear the shoe update ever since last week.
My shoe collection. Get ready, ladies.
I said this last week, but we were like, what's the life update? And Jay's like, oh, I got one. She's like, I got some shoes. I'm like, okay. Always important. So you can go first about the shoes.
Okay, so I've been building a collection of shoes, which I just got terrified because I realized I have not bought any boots. Okay. And that's probably crucial to the collection. I have some that I like, but we'll see. We'll see if I need any more as the seasons change. But basically, when I did my little like styling session with Danny, I was realizing that I really don't have very many shoes at all. And also like sneakers. I love sneakers. That's like all I wear. And I literally had one pair. So I had my white Air Force Ones and I also have white Converse. But anyway, I was like, I feel like I need some like different sneaker situations for like different outfits that I have where these just aren't really fitting the vibe that I have in mind. So Danny was like, okay, I'll send you some options. And so I got the New Balance 550s, which
are
like
so cute.
So cute. They're very trendy. I've seen them all over TikTok and stuff, but they are like a forest green color. They look very vintagey. They are just so cute. So I got those. I got these Adidas that are like platform, and they have, I was going to get the plain white ones, but I felt like they were too similar to my Air Force Ones. So I got the ones with like a little blue, I don't know, like accent.
Yeah.
Cobalt blue. Really cute. And then and then I got Jordans.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know if I'm like, am I just too late to this trend? It's been, you know, a thing for over a year at this point, but the heart wants what it wants. So I ordered this green pair of Jordans. They have like pink laces and it's a really cute colorway. So I got those and I love them. They're actually very freaking hard to get on though, which no one warned me of. I had to get rid of my Nike.
Oh, because they're kind of like high
tops kind of.
Yeah.
And I had Nike mid blazers actually. That was my cool pair of sneakers that I had. And I had to get rid of them because of how hard they were to put on.
Really?
I was so annoyed by it that I got rid of them. So I'm like, this better not happen to me with the Jordans because they're kind of annoying to get on. But they are really cute. So I got those.
High top things are hard unless they have like a zip all the way down.
Which they do not.
Yeah.
And lastly, in my collection are my fluffy Birkenstocks, which you have similar ones. We have the clog, like, slipper type version. Yeah. Mine are, like, open toe, like, same as normal Birkenstocks, just fluffy. And I've seen them on social media, like, quite a few times. Again, I've been influenced. Well, that's not true. I saw them. Kenzie wore them. I was like, okay, I need those. And then I saw my new favorite TikToker, Emily.
Mm-hmm.
You guys all know her. I'm sure she's been on her Your For You page. You know, I think I have her to thank for me wanting to be a homemaking queen. Because
probably. She's influenced the generation.
She is like, if you guys haven't seen her videos, they're like these ASMR kind of type videos.
She gives me Kristen Johns vibes.
Really?
I can see that. She just cleans. Like, everything of hers is so clean. She just cooks. She just has it together. She has her life together.
She has her life together. Like, everything is so clean. Everything is prepped. Like she cleans her fridge every single, I think, Saturday and then goes to the farmer's market on Sunday. And like she shows her fridge and it's just so organized and clean. She preps all her veggies for the week. She like cooks homemade every day. And the videos are so satisfying to watch. So she's probably part of the reason that I've been like into this, you know, cooking and cleaning. But the comments on her videos kill me because it's like, this is what my life would be like. Like, this is what I would be like without mental illness. Yeah. Or like, can you run my life like a Sims? Like,
literally.
People are like, you're just so good at being alive. Like, how do you just have it function that like together? So anyway, I don't even know where I was going. Oh, she wore them in one video too. And I was like, confirmed. Two people that I like wore them.
And then I was the third.
Me, baby.
I walked in and you said, I'm sold.
Okay. I did not know you had them, but.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, that was on my list as well because did we talk about this on the podcast or did we talk about this in person? I can't remember. Anyways, I was influenced by the Instagram ad. I literally saw one ad for them and they did a cute photo.
I was saying it takes 7 tries to like get you and you're like, I saw one.
Yeah, I literally saw one photo and it was literally from Birkenstocks and they were like, new drop. And I was in Hawaii and I was like, I'm buying these immediately. And I, no joke, bought them on the spot. Swiped up, gave somebody, oh, I guess nobody commissioned. Sorry, just Birkenstock straight up. And I got them like a week ago. They kind of took a little bit to get here because I feel like they were out of stock or something. Mm-hmm. But I have been wearing them nonstop. And I have a lot of slippers because I feel like, again, when Christmas comes up, you know, the fall, winter season, you want to have slippers, like fuzzy slippers. They came in last year. I feel like they were came in hard. Like everyone was getting those ones that you have, like the cross fuzzy slippers. And then the UGG slippers kind of came back in. And now I feel like they're really in style. Just like any kind of fuzzy, cozy slippers. And these ones you can wear out. So I don't have, I don't have a lot that are like walk around town. Because I love Birkenstocks. I have a couple pair of just regular Birkenstocks. But these just cover all the bases and their platform. So
which we love
looking taller as well. I was going to say for boots, here's some fall trends that I'm, you know, really liking in terms of fashion. That, you know, there's that saying where like whatever was popular 2 years ago, kind of like where a couple people were wearing it, in 2 years it will come back and everyone will be wearing it. Have you seen that? So cowboy boots, that is something that has proved that theory right, because I remember 2 years ago people were kind of starting to wear cowboy boots, just like the taller ones almost to your knee, just like different colors. And I was like, okay, but not everybody was wearing them. Mm-hmm. Now I'm seeing them everywhere. Free People has like really cute
ones.
Very
trendy for sure.
Steve Madden, like Aloha's. So many places have such cute cowboy boots. So I feel like everybody's going to be wearing different colored cowboy boots. Also like the Kardashians were wearing cowboy boots 2 years ago. So if you look at what the Kardashians were wearing 2 years ago, that's probably what's going to be in style right now. Same with like the chunky boots. I feel like those have another year or two under their belt that they have. You know what I'm talking about. Big, definitely chunky platform. Just like black boots. Again, I hate a thin shoe. I hate like a thin little boot.
Hate.
That has like no, like again, I just want it to look thick and chunky.
Same.
No matter what I'm wearing. That's why I love like platform.
I don't make even, my feet look even big. A sneaker now that's not platform, I'm like, give it back. Like yeah. I can't, I feel the same exact way.
Oh, yeah.
I think it could be because we are short. But
yeah, possibly. It just, I just feel like it makes my, it just ruins the look of my entire outfit.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have felt that way ever since I was little. I'm not kidding. No, I'm saying I've always felt like if I'm wearing like thin shoes, I just feel like it looks hainy on me. Like I always wanted thick shoes.
You're ahead of your time.
What can I say? I'm a trendsetter.
Well, that's all I had.
Yeah, I was going to say that's about all I have as well. The only other thing that I had was nail colors I feel like that are in for.
Let me guess.
Okay.
Cobalt blue, dark green.
No.
Or some sort of green. No. Red.
Yes. Like a maroon red.
What else?
Keep going.
I don't know. Like some kind of neutral? Like brown?
Mm-hmm.
How many options are there?
I just have four. I just had like, obviously black is always great. Which is black considered a neutral?
I'd say.
Black, like a chocolate brown Chloe Broderer. I'm so sorry, Chloe. I don't know if I will ever say your last name correctly, but she had like these brown nails and I was like, okay, I usually don't like a dark nail, but they are looking really good. Red and yes, like that royal blue. I actually didn't have green on there. Maybe like a dark green, but I just can't. I can't bring myself to have dark green nails because it just reminds me of like the Monster Mash or something.
Someone literally commented on my YouTube video. They go, it's giving plankton love. I'm like, plankton?
No, I love a light green nail. I love a light green nail.
These are starting to rub me the wrong way.
I can't with like a forest green nail though, because it really just reminds me of like
the Monster Halloween Mash.
Like zombies.
It's spooky season.
True.
I think it would be cute. I especially think with your skin tone that like forest green would be like very cute on your nails. I actually was considering it
accent,
and I'm like, no.
As an accent, not full. Not full painted. Forest green nails.
I think I need to start branching out because I feel like because I have very pale skin, I feel limited in what I can do with my nail, like nail colors and stuff. Because truly some nails, like if I had the color you had on your nails right now, I would absolutely hate
really?
My nails.
They're so neutral.
But they're so light. They would be almost the same exact color as my skin. So it would just not be the vibe. So I always feel like I'm
you limited. Know, which I guess is the case with any skin tone. You're trying to find something that complements you.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's sometimes I put a nail color on and I'm like, I hate every second of this and I can't wait for my next nail appointment.
But what I was going to say is I think I need to start branching out more because I pretty much only ever get like white, French tips, light pink. Like I don't ever really go crazy. But then sometimes I'll see like other redheads who do have like chocolate brown nails. And I'm like,
I think
cute.
Red nails would look really cute on you.
Red?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good contour.
You're sabotaging you know me. You are toxic.
I'm like, you know what look good? Green.
Forest green.
With little Frankenstein faces on them.
Cool.
No, I think a red would look really pretty. The other color I had was chocolate brown. I think chocolate brown would look really good
on you as
well.
I think chocolate brown has potential. I think red is...
I'm just terrified of like dark nail colors.
But you're right. Like some people that have fair skin actually are like red nails do look pretty. Yeah. It'd have to be like kind of a darker, like not a cherry
like
red.
I'm thinking of like you look great with red lipstick. So why wouldn't it look good on your nails?
Maybe. I've literally never... You know what? Maybe Mom, you'd have to- it's all your fault. I feel like also I'm like my limiting beliefs from my mom. No, I feel like she would always be like, very
you can't have red nails.
No, you can't have it, but just that it wouldn't look good on her skin tone. Like she would never get red nails.
It would depend on the type of red. There's a warm red and then there's like a cooler red almost that has like a little bit more, well, maybe not even cooler, like an orangey tone to it that maybe would look better.
No, or, I was gonna say that's the non. That
oh,
would
I don't know
look
what
good.
Looks good on you, I guess.
But. I'm going off of for my recent, I don't know if this is out yet, but I did like a lipstick collab. I did a brand deal with someone. And I tried 10 different red lipsticks that they have. Mm-hmm. And I took selfies of every single one of them to see what I liked the best. And I was like shocked. The one I picked by far looked like, I was like, I love this color. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize how many like
different reds.
Yeah, how many different reds there could be. And I will say like, I made a few TikToks wearing it and I got probably the most like compliments or questions I've ever gotten about lipstick. They're like, this red. And I'm like, no, it really it is like this specific red is really, really good on my skin tone. Mm-hmm. When a lot of reds, like if it is the reason I was saying to the orangey is because if it's more orangey red.
Oh, really?
And if it, like, it's brings too out dark. Yeah, undertone. It's actually not good.
You know what we should do? We should go get, I don't know what it's called, like color curtained or something weird like that where it, you.
Nope, I have PTSD of doing that in young women's.
Why? What did they say?
I don't remember.
You can't
but
wear anything?
Just, yeah, that I, literally no colors look good on me because I'm pale AF.
Stop.
Loved that.
You're either like spring or winter or summer or something. But it tells you what it tells you what colors you should wear or what undertones to go for.
I do like that, but I feel like it also puts limiting because I remember thinking I could not wear pink. Like as a redhead,
really?
It was like pink is a no-go for your skin tone. And I think that's why I've like almost come to love pink so much.
When
just
it's actually traumatic for you?
I'm like, yeah, you're bringing very deep scars for
well,
me.
Well, I'm saying
no.
You can just go to see maybe what kinds of colors would look the best on you.
Yeah.
Because, you know, again, if you're maybe, even for me, like some blues don't look that good on me and other blues look really good on me where it's like, oh, that's your color.
Mm-hmm.
When it's like, there's a lot of different blues out there in the world.
The one color that looks Haney on me is yellow.
Isn't that like universal Haney color? I hate wearing yellow.
That is one of the most atrocious colors that I've ever, anything I wore, even like we were doing my little styling thing with Danny and anything that I had that was yellow, I only had like two things and I'm like,
get rid of it.
Out with them. Like it looked so bad.
Do you like orange? I feel like you look good in orange though.
Orange is a recent discovery that I like. Blue and green has always been good just because it's, again, certain shades, but like it's good with my hair, my skin tone. Pink is iffy. Like if it's a super light pink, no.
Yeah,
it has to be brighter.
I'm not gonna lie, I hate all pinks on me. Every single pink that I wear, I'm like, no. I cannot go more than like 20 minutes wearing it.
That's why it's not your color.
I know. I could wear blue all day. I could wear black all day.
Black I don't really ever wear.
But it doesn't look bad on you.
It doesn't look bad, but it's not my first pick. That's for sure.
Anyways, I don't know what that's actually called.
No, I agree. I'm being dramatic when I say it's like PTSD for me, but I think that would be interesting to know like what undertones and stuff.
Yeah, if you take it as like, I can't, not to see what colors you can't wear, but what colors are the best to wear. Because then it's like,
perspective.
If you're deciding between two things, it's like, this color is like one of the best colors on me, you know?
Mm-hmm. True. I love that. Okay, well, we're going to wrap up now.
Well, bye.
Well, we'll see you later, guys. Make sure you go to our Instagram if you want more details on the virtual live show. It's going to be a freaking party. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. whoever wants to come. We're so excited. Bring your husband.
Yeah.
Not bring him virtually. Just watch it with him, basically.
Send your husband to us.
Yeah. Go check out our Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast. We'll have all the details and some more fun pics. We need to plan our fall What We Said shoot. We haven't done that yet.
Lady looks like she could not be more ready to get out of this
room.
Yeah,
she is ready to bounce. We have her basically
trapped
in here. Thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you have an amazing week. We love you. And
that's what we said.
Bye.